Hare Krishna. Concentration is demanding, but distraction is draining. When we have to practice meditation, so when we practice mantra meditation and chant the holy names of Krishna, at that time we may find that we are feeling we may feel meditation to be a very demanding process, because the mind tends to go here and there and everywhere, and we have to keep bringing the mind back again and again. This can actually seem to be a very tiring process. It is a demanding process. However, it is demanding and it is fulfilling. So, what does that mean? That Krishna says, yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva vasham nayet. So he says, yato yato nishchalati. That wherever and whenever our mind wanders, at that time, if we focus on, we bring the mind under the control of the self and we focus, then that mind becomes gradually purified. Krishna says in the next verse, Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. So, akalmasham, when the mind becomes purified of all contamination, at that time what happens? Prashanta manasam yenam, one becomes peaceful, prashanta, and yoginam sukhamuttamam, the yogi experiences topmost happiness, sukhamuttamam. And in this way, one moves onwards in one's journey towards Krishna. We experience deeper, richer happiness. Now, when we are meditating, at other times we may feel that distraction is so easy. Just let the mind wander wherever it wants. And if we, okay, the mind wants to think of this, let it think of this. The mind wants to think of that, let it think of that. In this way, when we let the mind wander here and there, the result of that, it may seem is, oh, I can take it easy. But at the end, we feel drained. We feel as if the time of meditation has just been a waste of time. And throughout the meditation session, we are thinking of doing other things. I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do that. And because we are anyway doing the meditation, and because we want to be elsewhere, so because of this conflict, we feel bored, we feel irritated, and by the end of the meditation, we feel exhausted. So there are different kinds of exhaustion. There's some exhaustion that is exhilarating and fulfilling, and there is some exhaustion that is frustrating and debilitating. And distraction, concentration during meditation leads to the first kind of exhaustion, where it is exhilarating and fulfilling. Yes, I was able to connect with Krishna. I experienced a connection with an inexhaustible energy source which has replenished me from within. Although I am physically exhausted, now my batteries are charged. Now I can move forward confidently. In contrast, when we allow ourselves to be distracted, at the end of it, we are drained and frustrated. So much of my time has gone and our mind is running here and there. And once we get into the habit of running here and there, then even when after the meditation is over, we want to do something focused, something concentrated, something productive that requires concentration, the mind keeps running at that time also. And because of its habit of distractedness, it interrupts not only our meditation, it also interrupts when we do what it wanted us to do when we were meditating. In this way, the mind makes us waste the time of meditation, and then it makes us waste the time after the meditation is also done. In this way, so concentration is demanding but fulfilling, meditation is draining and distraction is draining and frustrating. So knowing this, even if distraction seems to be the easy way out, by choosing the difficult way, what will happen? Krishna says that which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. In 18.37 he says, that yattad agre visham iva pariname amritopamam tat sukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. We will, as our mind becomes more and more disciplined and we can concentrate and focus more, we will find the meditation fulfilling and we'll find our rest of the rest of life also. When we are able to concentrate constructively on what we are doing, we'll find that also fulfilling. In this way, meditation, concentration in meditation will fulfill our life with fulfillment. Thank you.